So, good morning. It's Jules. It's Friday morning. I am getting out of the hospital, as they're saying, after lunch today. I'm very happy about that. I'm going to be staying at a local Airbnb. Local, not to the hospital, but local to Dr. McGinn's office. I've been having really great conversations with Crystal, who is Dr. McGinn's physician's assistant. And she's so knowledgeable and so cool and so nice and just really talks me down off every concern I have. She doesn't tell me, unfortunately, everything I want to hear. But the high point of the day was I was asking her something, I don't remember, probably about the catheter. And she said, well, it has to do with your labial flap, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, stop. And she said, okay. And I said, say that again, please. And she said, it has to do with your labial flap. And I just gave her a big smile because, you know, that was a big deal for me. So we talked about my weekend upcoming. She said, I won't even consider my life a week from today to be recognizable from what it was yesterday. So I'm very excited about that. I'm going to be very much more liberated. I'm going to have a functioning vagina. Well, subject to, you know, having those dilations. But I mean, it's just going to be injured. But working, it's so lovely. And within the next week, I'm just going to be getting better and better and more different every day. So that is the news of 9:30 on Friday morning. Okay, it's almost 1 o'clock. I am getting ready to check out. We got me dressed. My family's on its way. I am really excited to leave. The funniest thing happened. I couldn't leave, they said, originally, until I had peed twice using their mechanism, which includes tubes and a catheter tube and an old valve. I had to be able to show that I could use that. Twice, they relented and said, no, I did well enough the first time, and I can go now. We did some walking also, incidentally. The thing that was remarkable to me, and really, I guess paradoxical is the best word, but just funny, was that the way the tube is set up and the catheter, in order to use it, you stand, because remember, they won't let you sit at all here. They haven't let me sit since I got in bed Tuesday, in the hospital bed Tuesday morning at 5 o'clock. So the way I had to use the toilet was to stand in front of the toilet, facing it, and lowering the tube and turning the valve and peeing into the toilet, facing it. And it was just, I totally tickled me because it's the first time I have peed with a woman's peeing equipment, so to speak, and I'm peeing like a man for the first time in most of my life. I haven't stood up to pee. I just didn't even occur to me, and now I have. And so, if this is in store for you, maybe you can make as light of it as I do. Other than that, I am totally unattached to this hospital for the first time since also Tuesday morning at 5 o'clock. They took the little needle out of the back of my hand, which has been a kind of gadfly to me. It wasn't that it hurt exactly, it just was an irritation. And of course they needed it for anything they were gonna do, which turned out just to be saline. So that's gone, the heart monitor's gone, and the rest of the catheter apparatus is gone, except for the tubes that are attached to me. And so, I am unattached, waiting for my family, one of whom will be allowed to come up here, and we'll get all my stuff together. Remember, I can't even get out of bed by myself to put everything into a bag. So as soon as I get here, somebody, one of them, will come up here, put all this stuff in a bag, and we will leave the hospital. And then I will go to the Airbnb, our family's Airbnb. The next big event is Monday morning at 9 o'clock when we will go to the Papillon Center office. And I very much hope that I will be able to set it up so that Jim can be in on the whole thing. Because Jim always has really interesting observations that would have eluded me. I'm really looking forward to this. Jim and I will be back in the same place, I think, Friday mid-afternoon. So that's pretty close to a week from this moment. So that's it for 1 o'clock on Friday. It's 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon after the surgery. I have left the hospital with my family, and we are here in an Airbnb in Newtown, which is not too far from New Hope, in Newtown, Pennsylvania. They have me all settled in. It turns out at this point that my instructions are that I can, until Monday when I see Dr. McGinn and unpack, there are two places I may be. Well, three, I guess. The first is in bed. The second is in the bathroom, using the bathroom. And the third is traveling back and forth in between. As much as I love those lovely people in the hospital, and there are just lovely people, every single one of them, it was their job to wake me up several times in the night. It was their job to do all kinds of things that, you know, was good for me medically, but was not peaceful and restful necessarily. And I will get a lot more of that here. Monday is the visit at Dr. McGinn's office. And Thursday is the follow-up, and then home Friday. Being without a shower or clean hair for a week is more and more becoming a problem for me, but it's not the end of the world. And I'm pretty sure that Monday afternoon I'll be able to do that, so that's better. It's Friday night, and I'm about to go to sleep. A couple things. One, I had the car ride over from the hospital to here. It's probably about a half an hour, maybe a tiny bit less. There's a transportation or something like that tech whose job it is to take me down from the hospital room and put me into the car, make sure I get into the car. You're more kind of sitting with your butt on top of the little foam donut. You're not sitting in the donut. You're sitting on the donut. The seat's back. And and you're all the way back. And so I was riding through the New Jersey and then Pennsylvania countryside. It looked very beautiful from my position, lying down almost flat. I couldn't really see much except the second story of commercial buildings that were right up against the road. And we came home, and we got settled in here. I've been talking to my family. I was about to go to bed a few minutes ago, and we discovered a little bit of blood, a couple of drops of blood on the sheet. That looked bad, or it looked like something I wasn't hoping for. And so I dropped the panties, and there was blood in there. It's clearly blood, and I was really not sure whether to... I don't know what's an emergency always and what's not. And I didn't want to have to call Papillon Center up. And so I ran it by my family. I ran it by Jim. I sent a picture to Jim. I think we all agreed that although it looked kind of like there was blood in a lot of the panties, really the amount of blood it would take to do that wasn't necessarily much blood. So we put a pad, an overnight pad, inside a pair of disposable panties, which is what I should have been wearing and what I recommend that people wear away from the hospital, because really there was more activity from the hospital here than there ever was at the hospital. We'll see what it looks like in the morning, but for right now, I'm not really worried. So that's the story. I'm keeping up with my breathing exercises, which is really kind of the struggle of the moment. They're not a lot of fun for me, but you really have to do that. It's one of the overlooked ways to get back into the best of health. So do those breathing exercises, 10 deep breaths in every hour, you know, stay healthy. So I'm going to sleep now. I'm not 100% sure that I trust the nerves in my bladder, especially because I'm feeling so little pain. I don't know how much of the nerve sensation is trustworthy down there. So they're going to get me up every 3 hours and take me into the bathroom. I'm not really looking forward to it, but, you know, by Monday the catheter comes out and I think I'm going to be a lot less worried. Because then the worst that's going to happen is just that I'm going to pee on the bed. And that's not really life-threatening, I think, depending on how serious the pet owner is about keeping it clean. Anyway, I think the tough time, it looks now as though the toughest time here is going to be these 3 days between leaving the hospital and that first trip to Dr. McGinn's with the unpacking, because that's going to free me up a huge amount to do all kinds of things that I need to do on my own, and I'm really looking forward to that. So good night, everyone, and I will be back on probably sometime tomorrow.